chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at my nose. Mine roasting on an open fire. I actually made chestnuts a couple of weeks ago. I bought a bag of chestnuts and actually roasted them at home. And it was a big disappointment because the most of the chestnuts I bought were moldy, and I could barely harvest enough to include in my Brussels sprouts side dish. But that's for another day.
This is The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
Oh my God. Is that really how we're going to start our holiday special? Everyone. Welcome to our holiday special. First, are you okay?
I am okay. It's been a tough year. We're looking forward to a great new year. It's as we record this, it's what is it, the 27th, or it's coming out on the 28th, and we're plowing toward 2021 unstoppable.
What is this episode?
You know what? It's a
year in review, a holiday special. Is this just self-promotion? Are we just going to talk about a bunch of our episodes?
I tell you what, the number is episode 42, but the numeral takes a back seat. Yes, it's a combination holiday special slash year in review extravaganza. And this is unlike any episode we've ever done. It's going to be a keepsake. For you listeners, it's going to be like an audio family heirloom, this episode. I guarantee it.
So where should we begin? I mean, obviously, we should probably start at the beginning, right? Let's turn the page back to the beginning.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. It doesn't seem like almost a whole year since we've been doing it, but we said from the beginning would be a variety show. You remember that?
Yeah.
Where you never knew what was around the corner. I had a vision that would be a sports show that really wasn't.
What I remember the most about the first episode is it sounded like you were reading the entire time.
Yes.
Did you prepare something for this episode where you're just going to be reading to us the whole time?
I did, but here's the difference. In the first episode, which you should rally back and listen to the first episode.
Oh my God, it was painful. I just did it. I just did it preparing for this. It's terrible. Please don't listen to it. Don't go back and listen to it. Start with episode two. Episode two is fine.
There's such a big difference, a huge difference between episode one and two. Whereas I listen back and I'm like, what was I thinking in episode one? Because I'm like,
you just wanted to do seven little installments of you reading. That's what you wanted this podcast to be.
Right. They were little vignettes where I was just like, I was totally reading stuff I'd written, and it was...
You did one about... It was an entire spiel. It was a whole setup where you just read about some immersive sleep headband.
It was
all just a setup for you to make a bad joke about you writing boring columns.
Right. Like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and I milked that for like 6 minutes or something.
I could replay that. Like that's kind of going to be the theme of this episode is if we talk about something, we might replay it. I'm not going to do that to the listeners. If you want to go back and listen to it, check out episode one.
The worst part was that it was so obvious that I was reading. But anyway.
So go ahead right now and show us how your skills have improved at reading without seeming like you're reading.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things we were going to be is a variety show. Like I said, we were going to be serious when necessary, but hopefully not often.
Were we serious? We were serious talking about COVID some.
Okay.
We were serious. Don Shula tribute. That was one of the highlights I'd say of this year.
I mean, we did, I would say we did two or three episodes that were, had a lot of the George Floyd stuff in them with the
Luther Campbell
protests and everything.
Izzy Gutierrez opened up a lot to us.
Right. And about coming out as gay and such. And, you know, we had the diversity chief of the University of Miami on. We've been serious when necessary, but you know, mostly we want to clown around and have fun and hope you do.
We had Uncle Dick Cody on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Was that serious?
No, the opposite.
You know, the one thing honestly, you can make fun of me for being serious here, but I've been gratified by the response we've gotten these past 10 months. I mean, and full credit to you. I mean, you've been a huge part of why the show has really taken off, because not only your on-air presence, but you've given it a professional expert sound and production that I couldn't have had otherwise.
Like the
and
Greg's mail sack open?
It's Greg's mail sack. Let's pull your question from the bag and let Greg answer back. Yeah, that's...
Look at that. Here it is.
Yes. Okay. That's the only good thing about that bit is the jingle, in my opinion.
You don't like... Are we going to go over our favorite and least favorite bits?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Because Greg's mail sack would be my least favorite.
What?
Yeah,
Part is when you come in the bed, you're like, Greg's mail sack.
Greg's mail sack.
And that's... It's M-A-I-L for the people that haven't heard the
bit. Of course. Yes.
We did it a few times.
Right. Just a few, though. It could recur. Don't get me wrong, but...
You want more Greg's mail sack?
I'm surprised that one got past the censors. But...
what was your favorite bit?
Oh, Mount Gregmore, of course.
Thank God that's over.
Well, it isn't. I mean, we'll discuss that. But I want to bring back Gregmore in some form. I don't have one today. You'll be happy to know. But I want to discuss you right now.
So I don't get to say my favorite and least favorite?
Yeah, go ahead.
My least favorite was all the birthday celebrations. I think we celebrated, 10, 15, 20, 25,
the anniversaries,
30, like whatever, not birthdays, but like whenever you would want to do a celebration for a stupid number episode.
Yeah, we're turning 10.
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing we did for sure.
I thought it was brilliant.
And my favorite, I honestly think it's one of the best things we've produced in this. We've done a lot of good interviews, but just in terms of creative ideas, original... Greg doesn't know movies is for sure.
Yeah.
Like if you come to this podcast late and you didn't check out the first few episodes, like episode 2 is our first time doing it. It is hilarious. I'm going to play a clip right now of one of the questions just to give you a little taste. If you have not heard, you got to go find all the Greg doesn't know movies because they're all good. But episode 2, I was laughing out loud listening, and I never laugh at stuff we do. Like I smile sometimes, but I hardly laugh. I was cracking up at Greg Doesn't Know Movies. Let's listen to this clip.
You've made claims that this movie is one of your favorites. Yes. Name 3 characters from the animated movie The Lion King.
Okay. Simba. Pumbaa. And the Dad Lion.
All right. No, you got to name him.
I thought you were going to nail this.
He's like Jafar.
How do you only know one of the duo that he just said second?
Right. Pumbaa and...
and he says the one that is second.
Like, yes. The Dad Lion.
What was the brother name? God. What about the brother?
Oh, the evil brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He keeps saying like who they are.
The evil brother.
What was his name?
I don't know.
All right.
Dad, wait, you can't think of this?
No. Not offhand.
Simba.
I said Simba.
All right.
So it's the dad is Mufasa.
Mufasa, of course.
The brother is Scar.
Okay. Yep.
And the first person of the duo that you said was Timon and Pumbaa.
I wouldn't have gotten Timon.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
I don't even know that.
All right. I got 2 out of 3.
I mean, you know Pumbaa, but you don't know Timon, and you just know the dad lion. I mean, come on, Greg Cody. Mufasa.
You know, after the fact, when the pressure's off, of course I know it's Mufasa, but, you know, that's why I was never a good... I would be bad at a spelling bee.
Right.
Because I know how to spell a word, but
you're really,
it's like a spotlight on me. I mean, come on.
You're really good at acting like you knew something after someone tells you the answer to something. You are good at it. You try
thank
to...
You.
You're very convincing in that, I almost had it.
Right. But normally I do know it. I just can't recall it at that instant.
Yeah.
But I agree. Greg doesn't know movies... I think it's been a good, popular bit. And thanks to your brother and my other son, Michael, who's been a big part of that.
Well, those are the same people.
That's a good point. But no, it's been fun. It's also weird that our podcast dropped right before the pandemic, because I remember this distinctly. Okay, our infamous first podcast where I did, I talked about having just been on a disco cruise. And I distinctly remember at that time, the word coronavirus was out there because I remember standing on the cruise ship at a bar, imagine that, next to somebody who was making a joke about, wow, Corona beer sales are going to go through the, you know, through the basement, which parenthetically they did. But still, the pandemic wasn't on us yet. And in the second episode, we had soccer legend Ray Hudson on talking about the Inter Miami long-awaited home opener that was just about to happen, and it didn't happen because right after our second episode, the world stopped. I mean, normalcy became a quaint notion.
And then in like the third or fourth episode, it's us like, oh, have you been to the store? What's it like trying to walk by somebody and not breathe, you know, like, and try to hold your breath? And
yeah,
you know, we were like going through the early stages of like, what are you doing at home? Like, what are you doing to stay busy during the, like, we were going through all the things people have felt over these 8 months or 10 months now, like 9 months.
Yeah.
People have gone through those emotions with us. Like all the conversations we've been having through, like it's progressed. Like now the sports started, they stopped, and then they started again. It's interesting, that aspect of it.
No, it is. And I think that's maybe a tiny part of why we've been successful so far, is that the timing of it was just so weird, because we've lived this along with you all. You know, the idea of this upheaval of all our lives, and when, you know, George Floyd happened and the social protests were happening, we dealt with that. We had on Luther Campbell to talk about that and other guests. And, you know, so it's been an interesting timeline in America that in our crazy way, we've sort of been able to chronicle and live with you guys.
What were your favorite guests?
Well,
Are you prepared to do I'm not going to make you do a bottom three. Like, are you prepared to give a least favorite guest? Like, I know you're going to be able to have your favorite guest. You want to start there?
Well, I have one least favorite guest.
Whoa.
And if he's listening, I apologize. I'm not even going to say his name, but he was an author who wrote a book about baseball cards, and we had him on, and, you know, he was reluctant to, you know, he was promoting his book more than he was being
like, he hit us with, you're going to have to read the book for that. And like, yeah, multiple times. But like, is it like, it's not this dude's fault that he wrote this book. Like whose idea was it to have him on? Like, yeah, it was Greg Cody's.
It was my idea, but don't hit me with, Oh, you got to read the book. I'm not going to share any details with you. You got to read the book. Get out of here.
This guy wrote a book. I don't want to make fun. It was a book about a guy who opened a pack of baseball cards and then went and interviewed everybody in the pack.
Right.
It was an interesting premise. It was a good idea for an interview, I think. But yeah, the guy wanted to drum up book sales.
Right. But as far as,
exactly. Merry Christmas, everybody.
But as far as my favorite guests, I got to go with Chuck Todd, quite frankly. I mean, he's got to be the biggest name guest we've had. He's the damn moderator of Meet the Press. I mean, he's a major player in national news making. And, you know, he's also a UM fan. So we had him on to talk about the Canes and everything. That was really interesting. I was very proud of the Don Shula tribute show we did, an hour longest podcast we've done. And we had on a bunch of guests, who I was happy to get. Larry Little told some funny stories about Shula, and Larry Zonka got so emotional he had to fight back tears. It was a good episode that I'm very proud we did.
I didn't appreciate like the amount of cool people we had on until I formulated this list of like all the guests we had on. And it's pretty cool. I mean, we had a lot of our friends on multiple times, a couple of ESPN people, like, you know, the people from the show, the Dans, the Poppies, Ron McGill, Stu Gatz, Billy, David Sampson. There were a few. I want to mention a couple, like, I feel under the radar episodes, though, that interviews that we did that I don't know if people like appreciated enough. The Juju Gotti episode I think it's episode 22. It's Juju Gotti co-hosts with us, and we talked to the Babe Ruth guy, a guy who wrote a book about Babe Ruth. And if you're just a casual sports fan and you're like, you obviously know who Babe Ruth is, but if you don't know a ton about Babe Ruth, it was a very interesting interview. And that mixed with, I believe we have Juju Gotti co-hosting Greg's mail sack and an interview with the Babe Ruth guy. And I just felt like that episode 22 is a sneaky good episode. Mike Tannenbaum was sneaky fun with us. We talked about, I don't even know. I didn't go back and listen, so it might not be topical anymore. It was just talking a lot about football, but we got off topic and we did some fun things with him too.
So actually I make breakfast. It's something I would say like skill development in the last couple of years. So I make, I would say good to above average vegetable omelets. You know, second or third rounders, like Sal, you could win with them. They are not first rounders, but like there's room to go. So I would say, like, you know, I'm like that second or third round, like Big Ten offensive lineman, like a lot of upside, but definitely like flaws in the game. So you're looking for improvement, but you can win with them.
You got to see a different side of Mike Tannenbaum. That was a fun episode. Yep. And then
get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Brendan Benson episode. We had from the Raconteurs, but he has his own, a lot of solo stuff. We go way back with him and his family. His brother, Alex, was on, one of my longest friends, Alex Benson. If you like the Codys and you like good music, Brendan Benson was on with us one of the episodes. I don't know what number that one is either. But that was like a few. I feel like those were ones that didn't get the attention that they deserve.
No, in fact, I think the Brendan Benson episode might have been our least downloaded, which truly surprised me because, you know, he's half of the Raconteurs, which is a major rock band. He tells stories about meeting Mick Jagger backstage. I mean, it's a really fun podcast, I thought.
We also had Tim Kirchen on multiple times. We had his son, I believe, joined us for a little bit in one of those interviews. Zazie Todd, I mean, most likely you heard that one. That was, if you're listening now, you probably might have listened a couple weeks ago. Zazie Todd, the doctor, the animal behavior expert, was on with us. She was great. And then I can't believe we've gone this long without mentioning this interview. There's, of course, the Blake James interview. Like, it's kind of like 9/11 and the Blake James interview. Everyone remembers where they were when they heard that one. So, of course, I don't need to mention that. Everybody remembers the Blake James interview.
Now, wait a minute now. I know you're making fun. Blake James is the University of Miami athletic director. And we cracked him open, man. We got some great stuff. He told us about his favorite pandemic snack.
Salt and vinegar almonds and cheese whiz.
You're right. I mean, it was fantastic. It was a great
interview.
That's
good stuff. By the way, you a minute ago, you kept referring to the Babe Ruth guy. The author of that book does have a name, John Pessa. So if you want to check out his book, do so. And of course, it's been gratifying that all the Levitard show and ESPN related people have been, you know, good enough to come on with us. Amin Al-Hassan, Mina Kimes, Izzy. I mean, just so many.
How's this holiday special going so far? Yeah, I feel like it's not that holiday-y.
Well, throw in a couple of jingle bells, you know. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Hey, we're in a holiday mood right now. I'm telling you that.
You're right.
Jingle bells, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Throwing some eggnog, you know, throw some eggnog into the podcast.
Eggnog's one of these things that I always crave it during the holidays. I'm like, gotta have it. Go out, get some eggnog. Get home, pour a glass, have about two sips. And I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I actively don't like eggnog. Now, if you spike it with rum,
right,
you know, maybe you have me for one.
Even cup. That, though, I'll drink one and I'll be like, okay, yeah, that was a little heavy.
Because it's so thick.
Yeah.
I mean, it sits on your tongue.
It's like you're drinking cold mucus.
Yeah. It's like the consistency of it. It's just terrible. I feel like if you diluted it with water, it would be more drinkable. You know, it's
right.
Just a crazy thing. But, Mount Gregmore, we should invite the listeners to tell us where Mount Gregmore.
See, you're kind of doing this thing where you're looking down at the sheet that you prepared and you're forgetting that we've already discussed Mount Gregmore.
I know, but at some point I want people to suggest where Greg Moore should go next. Because
ooh, is this social engagement? Hey, tweet at us. What things should we list? Tweet us right at the Greg Cody Show.
Zagak. I mean, one idea I had was, you know, we just did the name game, which was award-winning. I mean, people just, other than Chris Cody,
it was awesome.
People just loved it. And now, what would you think of this idea? You know how the alphabet is 26 letters, and that seemed to take forever? The next one I'm going to do is 101 segments instead of 26. It would be four times longer in duration. What do you think of that? Uniform numbers. The top five athletes of all time who wore number one.
Wouldn't you start with zero?
Yeah, you'd start with zero. And you'd combine double zero and zero.
Oh, God.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean,
and you'd end with 99. What do you think? I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. That's only 100, though. That's 100 numbers. You said 101.
Well, counting double. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, I guess there is double zero and zero.
Another alternative would be, you know, a list TV shows, you know, music groups.
Yeah. Why don't you just let me pick the category?
Local athletes. Yeah.
Why don't I just pick the category every week?
Okay. Oh, it's a different one every week?
Yeah. Like boy bands.
Okay. Okay. We'll see how that works.
Soda brands, like, you know, like random stuff.
Right. Okay. We'll see how that works.
I mean, there were some highlights of this. Like we did some interesting things. I watched week one of the NFL Red Zone nude.
You did. I'd forgotten about that.
You taught us about the meaning of and the origins of southpaws, and we said that we should change that.
Right.
Juju Gotti pointed out that it shouldn't be softball anymore. Why are we calling it softball?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point, man.
We did things.
We did. We were Wait groundbreaking. A minute.
Holy crap. We talked to another Greg Cody.
Oh, yes. You know what? That was a wildly successful podcast.
I mean, what a narcissistic payoff that was for us.
It was great. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And the other Greg Cody, by the way, was a pretty damn interesting guy, because how many times do you get to talk to a puppeteer?
We had one interesting Greg Cody on that day.
No, that was... In fact, do we have a list of our most popular episodes? I feel like that was right up there.
What were the bottom three and the top three in downloads? Okay. What a narcissistic episode this is. Is this a holiday special or just us being narcissists?
Okay, the bottom three. Last place, through no fault of his own, because he was great, Brendan Benson, episode number 13. That's on the people.
That honestly lets Chris flex his producing muscles too a little bit, because Brendan gave us access to his music. So I was able to intertwine his music into the interview. Come on, just show your boy some love for the production of that episode. It was really interesting by itself, but the production was top notch.
Yeah, it was unlucky. Episode number 13, if you want to check it out. Second least downloaded podcast we've done, the one starring Andre Dawson. Number 10.
That was crazy. I mean, that sounds like it'd be a boring interview normally, but it was an interesting topic. He runs like a funeral home, right?
Right. In the middle of a pandemic.
Don't go back and check out that episode. You know what? Like, I want this to be real. Like, we're not just going to sell every single thing we did like it was great. You don't need to go back and listen to that.
Okay. But still, it's a Hall of Fame baseball player running a funeral home in the middle of a pandemic. I thought it was pretty interesting.
But talking very monotone about it. And yes. You know, not bringing a lot of energy to
No. And the third least popular episode we've done is the aforementioned Blake James episode, number 6.
Oh, I mean, everyone knows where they were. All 72 people that listened to that one, though, they remember where they were when they listened to that.
Right.
Another thing we haven't mentioned yet in this year in review is your voice, because your voice is crap in the first episode.
Really?
And it's gotten worse.
It's worse when I laugh, which is the problem, because I'm always laughing.
So what are our top ones? Let me get it. It's got to be just like all stuff involving the Levitard Show.
Number one, it was a fairly recent one, episode number 36, when Chris Cody was talking about his ESPN layoff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That one got what, like 4 mil?
Oh, it was, let's just say it was number one by a lot. Number two was the number one episode, our debut, the first one we ever did.
Okay.
And number three was episode number 17, where it was around Father's Day, and we talked to Dan Le Batard and Poppy about being a father and son.
That was when, because Poppy hadn't been on HQ in a while, so we leveraged that into downloads.
Yeah, you could call it leverage if you want.
What were our top leverage plays of the podcast existence so far? I don't know what you mean by that. You know, where we just like put a, like a, you know, a little clickbait, where we just try to like get people on with like, you know, I mean, like, let's be honest. The whole thing with me and my firing, I didn't say anything that episode. Like, right. I couldn't say anything.
Well, yeah, that's true. But when I listened back to that, when you say you didn't say anything, you expressed, I thought, how tough it had been for you, how disappointed you were.
That's true.
I thought it was pretty heartfelt.
I know, and I'm downplaying it. I'm sorry. That was an emotional time. You're right. Like, that was in hindsight, that was a crazy time.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to say we do anything just for downloads, other than the fact that I asked Dan Le Batard to be the voice of the podcast who announces the beginning of every episode. Other than that.
There was one sad one. This is one. We did one where we had nothing. I don't think we had a guest. So we were like, how are we going to promote this episode? And I think we just threw in Greg's likes and dislikes about being on the Le Batard show.
That's true.
And it was just you being like, you know what? I like the paycheck. I don't love that Dan makes fun of me. It was just nothing. You made no news, but it was like we had nothing to promote. So we were like, well, we could just promote your – you did say things you liked and didn't like. Right. So,
it was true. And a lot of people listened to that, just like a lot of people listened to Greg Cody.
Was that episode – Greg Cody. That episode was like a big hit? Like, was that down?
Oh, yeah. No, it didn't quite make the top three, but it was – I think it was like fifth or sixth or something. I mean,
see?
People dug it.
There's a method to our madness, folks.
I'm telling you. And wait till you – wait till you hear the guests we have coming up, because it's fantastic. I have no idea who they are, but now the pressure's on to come up with great guests. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Who knows the whole lyric to a Christmas song? All right. This is a year-end review holiday special.
It's been fun. I think it's been fun.
It has been fun. I've enjoyed it, actually. It's gone by fast, but, and Christopher's going to roll his eyes, I got to shoehorn in a little sports here, especially the Dolphins, because anybody who saw that Dolphins-Raiders game, oh my God. I mean, here's a quick jingle for you. It's not a full song like my Tua Ticket to Paradise song. And now we've got a Tua Ticket to Paradise, won't you? Grab a mask and we'll leave tonight with our Tua Ticket to Paradise. With our Tua Ticket to Paradise. We've waited so long.
This is Marino.
We've waited so long. 7-9 for so long. This is something off the top of my head. Ho, 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 Fitzmagic. You know, never believe it's not so. Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that outside of the Dolphins with that walk-off victory a couple years ago against the Patriots,
right?
That is the most exciting Dolphins game in years. Obviously, like, the playoff implications made it insane. But just if they were 1-15, 1-14, that just the back and forth nature of the ending of that game. I don't even know how many lead changes there were. It was just insane. Like, yes, that is worth bringing up. I am losing a little bit of the holiday spirit just talking about it. And this is a holiday in review episode, but I will give you that finish was insane. The face mask. Did we even mention that?
Oh my God, no.
Face mask pass. I mean, good God.
Yeah, it was insane. And in this case, I think Flores played it just right. Needing a spark, putting in Fitzmagic, winning the game, and instantly saying Tua's still our guy. He's going to start next week. You can't play it.
Brian Flores is literally implementing, the first time you've ever seen it, a football closer, a floser.
Yes.
A quarterback who comes in the fourth quarter and closes shit.
Right. Mariano Fitzpatrick. That's exactly right. Before we close this up, I want to say one thing about Miami Hurricanes football, even though you're going to hate it. they play this week in the Cheez-It Bowl, which, by the way, that tells you where how this season ended.
It's a delicious snack. I mean, what's wrong with the Cheez-It
Bowl? It's terrible. You know, they go from the Orange Bowl to the Cheez-It Bowl, and the orange.
That's an upgrade. That's an upgrade. I don't want oranges. Yeah. Bring me some Cheez-Its. That is an upgrade in bowls. That is an upgrade. No. That is an upgrade.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd rather play in the Cheez-It Bowl than the Orange Bowl. There, I said it.
You and nobody else. But the only good news for you on football this week, of course, is that quarterback De'Eriq King announced he's going to return next season, which is huge. But enough sports. Enough sports. I want to talk real quick about Christmas. I'm so grateful every year for Christmas, not so much for the material things, but for family coming together, especially this year. But
downsized. It was downsized, but it was still good to get together.
Yeah, a little bit. Not to get mercenary, but do you have any favorite Christmas gifts this year?
Oh,
either given or received.
So this episode hasn't been enough about us. So now let's talk about our favorite Christmas gifts.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I got something for my wife that was my favorite. Like, I like give, like you said, like, I know this, I don't like, I honestly do find the most enjoyable part of Christmas is getting something that's like thoughtful and that they don't expect. And then like, you know, cause me and my wife differ on this where she's a big, like, give me a list, I'll give you a list and we'll just get all these things on the list.
Right.
And like, I'm a big fan of getting something.
Where are you right now?
I'm standing in my backyard. I'm in my backyard.
Oh, okay. Sounded like a motorboat just came by.
It's a Sunday. I'm trying to give my wife and my kid the house to roam, so I'm in the back. But
how about you?
I enjoy giving gifts. My favorite part of the holidays is, you know, when a gift that I've put in thought into is being opened and I get to like see their reaction to it.
Yes. Yeah, like a surprise gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, it doesn't matter the cost of the gift. A couple of my favorite gifts. One was the heavy, had to weigh 70 pounds, a heavy stone decorative fish. I love that gift.
And who got it for you?
You'll have to announce that.
I did. Well, my daughter, I think it was from Graceland, I believe. So I think she picked it.
Oh, great. Of course. Yeah. And I also got an herb kit, an indoor herb kit where I plant seeds and grow herbs like chives.
Are you getting emotional? Because the last like 10 seconds, your voice is like really like taking a downturn. Right. Do you have any water? Let me guess, you have coffee near you.
I do have coffee. And my deteriorating voice tells me that we have to wrap up this holiday episode this year in review.
I want to, since your voice is crapping out on us so much right now, I want you to end this episode with a really heartfelt, maybe even get emotional saying it to the audience. Just a thank you for this year and sticking with us and bigger and better things to come in the following year.
Well, you pretty much just said it. I do thank all of you for listening. I always refer to y'all as my podcast family, and it's true. I feel like we are a family, and this has been a year, just a strange year for all of us where, you know, being able to show up in this little community once a week and speak to each other and listen to each other is it's special. I've enjoyed doing this podcast more than I thought I would. I've never done anything like it before, and it's been fulfilling to me in a way that's been a real pleasant surprise. And hopefully you all have gotten something out of it as well. And thanks all around. And have a happy holiday. Hopefully your happy holidays are still continuing. And may 2021 be one of your best years ever.
Another little tidbit that we didn't get to is the little thanks a lot, bye-bye at the end of every episode. I don't even know if people, I would bet there's plenty of people, there's a few people that have listened to every episode and just think that that's you saying that every episode and didn't even realize that that's the same drop that plays every episode. Do you remember what interview you said that in? It was one of our very first interviews. And like, I just liked the way you said that. So I've put it at the end of every single episode.
Which is great. What, when did, was that said originally?
It was the Ray Hudson. It was honestly the first interview we ever did. At the very end of the Ray Hudson interview, you hear you say, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
I never knew that about that coming at the end of that interview. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
I'll drink one and I'll be like, okay, yeah, that was a little heavy.
because it's so thick.
Yeah.
I mean, it sits on your tongue. It's
like you're drinking cold mucus.
Yeah.